by transcription.
Hello?
Hello, Jughead, this is Archie. Come over right away. It's a matter of life or death.
Oh, relax, Archie. Relax.
Again, the youngster millions of readers of Archie Comics magazine know and love so well, Archie Andrews and all his gang.
And now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's Sunday afternoon as we look in on the Andrews family, and at the moment, all is peaceful and quiet. We find Mr. Andrews seated in his favorite armchair, reading his newspaper.
Oh, dear, sitting in the chair. Excuse Mommy, I don't think that's good. This is Mommy Super Jerry. Always goes, what is this? Hey, Dodgers and Cardinals playing today. That should be a great ball game. Starts at 2:30. Good grief, it's almost 2:30 now. But, George, I'm going to turn the radio on and listen to that ball game. Yes, sir. Hey, it's been a long time since I've listened to a ball game, and that's just what I'm going to do this afternoon.
And that'll be the batting order. We still aren't sure who the pitchers will be, but as soon as we find out, we'll let you know.
Ah, yes, sir. It's a long time since I spent a nice afternoon listening to a good ball game.
I don't have to remind you that with a traditional rivalry between these two teams, every pitch and every hit today will count.
Oh, good grief. I just remembered I left my cigars in my jacket.
Every player out there is out to win today.
I've got to get some cigars right now so I won't have to get up once the game gets started.
But no matter who wins or loses, there'll be a lot of baseball played on this diamond today. Yes, there are a lot of baseball.
Yeah, and I don't want to miss any of it. Now, I'll get those cigars right now.
So, here are today's pitchers. Monty Marion is going to start Al Brazel on the mound. And those Dodgers don't like what he throws their way at all. No, sir. Not at all.
You seen Archie? Fred?
And hurling for the Dodgers will be Don Newcomb.
For pity's sake, I was sure Fred was out here.
Don, to date, has won 3 and lost 1.
Who on earth left that radio on?
Manager Charlie Dresden knows what he's going to put in. Don Newcomb at the...
There. Next time Fred complains about electric bills, I'll remind him about leaving the radio on when nobody's listening. He and Archie are like a couple of kids.
Yes, sir. Now I'm all set. Good cigars, not good ball game. Who could ask for anything? Good grief, who turned off that radio? Hope that darn thing isn't broken.
And so in just a minute now, we'll hear the old cry of play ball, and the game will be on.
Yeah, for a minute there, I was afraid I wouldn't hear the game.
Peanut Lowry is going to lead off for the Cards. He's already out there hefting a couple of bats over by home plate.
Yes, sir. I'll just light up a good cigar and... Oh, good grief. No matches.
And there goes Don Newcomb, up to the mound.
Well, I'll just have to go get some. I don't know why I can't think of these things all at once.
Newcomb is looking that new ball over. He wants to get the feel of it.
Are you on here now? For pity's sake, he isn't.
That ball's got to do tricks for him today. Yes, sir.
Who turned that radio on again?
Oh, in just about half a minute.
I never in all my days saw a family like this. Turn the radio on and just leave it on.
Yes, sir. I won't miss any of that game now, by George. Now for who turned that radio off again? Can't I even hear a ball game in my own house? I do.
Strike one. Call. First pitch of the game, and it's strike one on Lowry.
Ah, game started. Yes, sir. Just settle down here and listen to it.
Now there's windup. Pitch. Low and outside. Ball one.
I won't get up out of this chair for... Oh, good grief. No ashtray around here.
One and one to count.
Certainly wish Mary would put an ashtray back in here after she washes them. She always leaves them out in the street.
There's the windup. Pitch. Strike two. A swing and a miss. Two and one. Oh, man, what a mighty swing that was.
Is that you?
That one would have gone places if he'd only connected.
For pity's sake, there's no one in here yet. And that radio's on again.
It's winding up again.
Never in all my days seen such nonsense. I've turned this radio off 3 times now, and I'd certainly like to know who keeps turning it on.
Okay. Oh, hello, dear. good ball game on today. Mary, are you the one who's been turning off that radio?
Are you the one who's been leaving it on?
Well, of course I am. I want to hear the ball game.
Of course
game.
I turned it off. You
What's
weren't
the
listening.
Idea of turning it off anyway?
Why don't you turn the set off when you're not listening?
Ball game in my own house?
Don't you care about electricity?
Every time I turn my back, the radio's off again.
Every time I turn my back, that's on again.
And nobody's here.
And nobody's here.
Now, Mary,
you lecture me about economy, but then you do a foolish thing like that.
Mary,
what kind of example is that for Archie?
Mary,
No wonder he always leaves the lights on in his room and the water running.
Mary!
Fred, what on earth are you shouting about?
Mary, I am shouting as the only possible means of making myself heard above the general uproar.
Now, Fred,
I know, you weren't making any uproar, but neither was I. Now, look, I can explain the whole thing very simply.
I wish you would.
I will. You see, I am simply...
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello, Archie. Mary, I'm simply trying...
Hi, Mom.
Hello, dear.
Mary, I'm simply...
How's the boy, Dad?
Fine. Mary, I'm simply
How's
trying...
How's the girl, Mom?
Archie!
Huh?
I'm trying to talk to your mother. Do you mind?
She was no, Dad. I don't mind.
Thank you.
You welcome.
Archie!
Okay, Dad, okay.
Well, Mary, as I was about to say, I was trying to... Mary, what was I trying to...
I haven't the least idea, but I was trying to find out who keeps leaving the radio on.
Radio?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the radio! Mary, that was it. I'm trying to listen to it, and you keep turning it off.
But, Fred, every time I came in here, the radio was on, and there was no one here.
I guess you just happened to come in when I was out of the room getting a match or something, because I want to listen to the ball game without getting up.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Ball game? She was what ball game?
The Dodgers and the Cardinals.
The Dodgers and Cardinals? She was, are they playing today, Dad?
Yes, Archie, they are playing today.
Oh, boy, I'll listen with you, Dad.
Archie, that is an offer for which I am deeply grateful.
Huh?
Fred, never mind the sarcasm. Now, go ahead and listen. I won't disturb you.
No, I'm glad that's settled.
Gee whiz, Dad, go ahead and turn the radio on.
I am, Archie, I am.
Oh, boy, I bet the game has started by now. Who are you rooting for, Dad?
Archie, I am not rooting. I just want to hear a good ball game.
Home run!
Good grief, who hit it?
Pee-wee Reese.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, that's what old Pee-wee Reese must be saying for that last pitch, because that run was sure welcome to the Dodgers right now. So that ties up the ball game, 1-1.
Oh, boy, Dad, this is going to be some game.
Yeah, Archie, certainly should be. Fine, Archie, answer that.
Okay, Dad, but what a time for a phone call. Hello?
Hello, Archie.
Just stepping up now.
Veronica.
Hello?
Hello, Archie, this is Veronica.
She was, I can't hear a thing. Hold on a minute. Oh, Dad, would you turn the game off for a minute? Oh, fine, he didn't hear me. Dad, would you please turn the radio off? Oh, fine. Dad, would you please turn that radio off?
Archie, what are you shouting about?
There's a pitch.
I can't hear anything on this phone.
Right, too.
But, Archie, I want to hear this game.
But, Dad, I can't even hear who's calling.
Again, the wind-up.
It'll just take a minute, Dad.
Oh, me. All right, Archie.
And it's right.
There, it's off. Now, please, for Pete's sake, hurry up, will you?
I will, Dad, I will. Hello?
Hello, Archie.
Oh, fine. Oh, great.
It's awful nice to hear your voice, Archie.
Oh, no. Archie, would you please stop cackling like an old lady in a Turkish bath?
Yeah? Oh, okay, Dad, okay. Hello, Turkish bath. I mean, hello, Veronica. I can't talk now because my father's listening to the ball game. What did you want?
Well, Archie,
a picnic?
Uh-huh. I thought today would be an awful nice day for a picnic.
Gee whiz, Veronica, that's not a bad idea.
Uh-huh. We could have Jughead and Betty and have a real good time.
Archie.
Okay, Dad, okay. Gee whiz, Veronica, that's a swell idea. But will you call them up? I can't use the phone.
All right, Archie. I'll have Jughead meet you, and then you call for Betty and me.
Okay, Veronica, that's fine.
All right. Goodbye now, Archie.
Goodbye now, Veronica.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, are you finally through?
Oh, yes, Dad, all through. And guess what, Dad? We're going on a picnic. Veronica
Archie,
and Betty and Jughead and me.
Archie,
isn't that a swell idea?
All right. But I want to hear that ball game.
Well, gee, it's okay, Dad. I'm going up and change my clothes, and I won't bother you anymore.
Well, hallelujah.
What did you say, Dad?
Not a thing.
Oh, okay.
It's a high fly deep in the center field. It could be a hit. It could be... No perillos under it. He signals for the catch and he has it. So that's three out, retiring the side, and leading score 3-2, favor the Dodgers.
3-2? Good grief. How did it get to be 3-2?
But there's one thing you can't complain about in this game. There's been plenty of action. Yes, sir. It's not only a pitch.
Dad!
Archie, are you calling me?
Yes, what's the
score?
What?
Bad again.
I said, what's the
score? Archie, I can't hear you. Wait till I turn the radio off. Now, what did you want?
I wanted to know what the score is.
Oh, great. Archie, is that all you wanted to know?
Is that all? Gee, with that, that's an important game.
Oh, me. Archie, the score is 3-2.
Oh, okay, Dad. Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, that's good. Can't listen to the radio. Half a minute.
And it's 4-4, and Vince Campanella to first.
Dad!
Oh, fine. Yes, Archie?
3-2, favor who?
Favor the Dodgers.
Oh, good. Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome. Favor who? Sometimes I wonder why that boy is... Oh, well, what's the difference? I guess he's entitled to know the score, but I stick... Oh, fine.
Dad!
Yes, dear. Mary, I want to listen
to...
But I haven't heard a minute, but I can't even listen. I'll answer the doorbell. Why, I can't listen to a ball game on my own radio. I'll never know.
Hello.
Oh, good grief. Jughead.
Who'd you expect? Tallulah?
No, darling. But I didn't expect you either. But come in quickly, please. I'm listening to the ball game.
It was my coincidence.
What's a coincidence?
Well, Archie and I are going on a picnic.
Yes, Jughead, I know that.
And you know what I brought along?
Yes, Jughead.
A baseball.
Yeah. Oh, fine. And is that the coincidence?
Uh-huh. I thought Archie and I might have a catch at the picnic.
Yes, Jughead, but
I like having a catch, don't you?
Yes, Jughead, but I want to...
You want to have a catch now?
Yes, Jughead. No, Jughead. I do not want to have a catch now. And I do not want to hear any more about how you want to have a catch. Now, for Pete's sake, Jug, if you want to see Archie, go call him. But I want to listen to the ball game.
Okay, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, that Jughead sometimes...
Hey, Archie!
Oh, no, Jughead, please don't start that.
Hey, Archie!
Jughead, will you please be quiet?
Hey, Archie!
Jughead, will you please stop that shouting?
Oh, me?
Yes, you. Can't you even come into the house without yelling?
What on earth are you shouting about?
Mary,
hello, Jughead.
Hello, Mrs. Andrews. I came over to see Archie.
Well, Fred, why don't you let the boy go up and see Archie?
Mary,
You always seem to pick arguments with poor Jughead.
Poor Jughead? Mary, our poor Jughead here.
And I thought you wanted to listen to the basketball game.
It's a baseball game, not basketball.
Then why don't you just listen to it?
Well, Oh, me. All right, Mary. I won't say another word. Not another word.
All right. The idea of arguing with a boy like that.
How do I get into these things? How?
I don't know how.
Jughead, you heard what my wife said. Now go see Archie so I can listen to the ball game.
All right, Mr. Andrews.
Dad, what's the score now?
Oh, me. Archie, I don't know what it is.
You don't? How come?
I've been trying to keep Jughead quiet. That's how come.
Jughead, he wouldn't be here already. Hi, Judge.
Hi, Archie.
Sure. Archie, if you want to talk to Jughead, come down here and talk to him.
I can't.
Why not?
No pants.
Oh, great. Then be quiet and come down as soon as you get your pants on.
Okay.
The same goes for you, Jughead.
I got pants on.
Jughead, I know that. I mean about being quiet. I want to turn this set on, so if you're going to wait for Archie, wait quietly.
I'm quiet like a mouse.
Good.
Robinson coming up to bat now.
Oh, boy, Jackie Robinson, my
yes,
favorite.
Yes, Judge.
Here's the wind-up. Pitch. He swings, and it's a high fly.
Oh, boy, I bet it's a double.
Look, Judge.
For a triple.
Judge,
way down the
field. For a home run.
Judge,
on the third base line.
It's a home run. I bet it's a home run.
No ball.
For Jackie Robinson. What did he say?
He said it was a foul ball.
Foul ball.
That's one strike on Jackie Robinson.
Ball! Kill the umpire!
Jughead!
Ball! Right in the ball!
Jughead!
The umpire's right in the back!
Jughead! That was not a called strike. He hit it foul.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he did. Now, for Pete's sake, why must you get so excited?
I'm the nervous type.
Yeah. Well, get unnervous.
Randall's winding up again.
Oh, Dad!
Show me. Jughead. See what Archie wants now.
Okay.
Jughead, why did you turn that radio off?
How can I hear Archie with it on?
Oh, no, Jughead. All right, but hurry up.
What are you worried, Archie? What's the score now?
What's the score now, Miss Annie?
I don't know.
Oh.
Archie, your father doesn't know what the score is.
Jughead, I didn't appreciate the way you said that.
Hi, Jughead. Hi there.
Oh, fine.
Hi, Archie.
All set for the picnic? Sure, you?
Sure.
Good.
Huh?
I said good. If you and Jughead are set for your picnic, go ahead and go to your picnic so I can turn this radio on.
Okay, Jug, let's go. We got a call for the girl.
Yeah. But you know something?
Yeah?
My Uncle Herman says it's going to rain this afternoon. Rain?
Archie, with it, isn't it?
Archie, look. Would you and Jughead argue about the weather someplace else, please?
Oh, okay, Dad, okay. As soon as I see what the radio says about the weather.
All right, then I can see who says about the weather.
The radio. There's a newscast on the other station now, and they always give the weather.
But I...
It'll only take a minute, Dad.
Yeah.
But I... You don't want me to go on a picnic and get caught in the rain, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, me. All right, Archie. Turn on your newscast. Check the weather. But do it quickly.
Okay, Dad, okay.
I never in all my days heard of anything.
And it's another home run!
I'm sorry to make you miss the ball game, Dad.
That's all right, Archie. Well, what's another home run?
It's just taking me a second to find the station that gives the weather. It must be here. Here's the station right here.
Boy, that sure doesn't sound like the weather.
No, it doesn't. Gee whiz, I guess we missed the newscast.
Oh, fine. Well, if you missed it, you missed it. So just turn it back to the ball game and go ahead on your picnic. It's not going to rain today anyway.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Archie, I said turn that dial back to the ball game.
See, with that, I'm trying to.
Trying to? Archie, what do you mean you're trying to?
Just that, Dad. This knob broken.
Good. For a minute, I was a fool. What's broken?
This knob. It's loose or something. See? It turns and turns, but nothing happens.
Oh, no.
Gee whiz.
Archie Andrews, you mean to tell me I can't dial the ball game now?
Gee, I'm afraid so, Dad. Not until we get this knob tightened.
Archie,
I am excited, Dad. Don't get excited. This knob always comes loose, and it's very easy to fix it.
I'll
just go get your screwdriver, Dad, and I'll have it fixed in 2 seconds. You'll see, Dad.
Archie, something tells me I'd better come with you.
Archie, come back here, and I'll... Oh, me, what's the use? All I want to do is listen to a ball game, and what happens? What? Oh, you shut up! Lullabies yet when I want to hear a ball game. Oh, fine, now what? Hello?
Hello, Mr. Andrews. This is Betty.
Oh, great. Hello, Betty.
Is Archie there?
Yes and no.
Yes and no?
Yes, he's here, but he went to get a screwdriver to fix the radio he just broke. Betty, that's exactly what I'd like to know. But he's not leaving this house until that radio is fixed.
Golly, then we'd better change our plans.
Change anything you like.
Well, would you tell Archie that to save time, I'll come over there, and I'll call Veronica and have her pick us all up at your house.
Pick you up at my house? Betty, on second thought, Archie can...
Now, bye.
But Betty, wait. Hello, Betty. Oh, fine. Sometimes I think that Betty is just a female Jughead.
Here's the screwdriver, Dad.
Oh, look, give it to me.
Here you are, Dad. Now just tighten that set screw on the knob and it'll work fine.
Yes, Archie, I know all about that. Just put the screwdriver in there and... There. That should tighten it.
Now try the knob, Dad.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, it looks like it works now.
Hey, you see, Dad? I told you it was easy to fix.
Yes, I did it. Now put the screwdriver back in my workbench.
But, Dad, I got a call for Betty. She's waiting.
Archie, you do not have to call for Betty. She just called and said she's coming over here.
She is?
Yes, Archie, she is. Now put the screwdriver back in my workbench and do it quickly.
She was okay, Dad.
I still better go with you, Archie. Your father sure has a bad temper.
Jughead, I do not have a bad temper. I just want to listen to this game. What's the use? Just turn the game on and listen before I go out of my mind. This time I'd have known.
Fred, are you answering, Ned?
Yes, I'm answering, Ned. And I don't know why.
Hello, Mr. Andrews. How's the radio coming along?
Oh, hello, Betty. The radio is all fixed, and I have high hopes of getting to hear that ball game any day now.
Ball game? Golly, are you listening to the baseball game?
That, Betty, is a very difficult question to answer.
Oh, Dolly, I love baseball, don't you?
Yes, Betty, but
my father took me to see a baseball game last year.
Well, that's very interesting.
And you know what happened? The pitcher scored 5 touchdowns.
Yes. Oh, 5. Look, Betty, touchdowns is football.
Did it? Golly, I was sure it was baseball.
Betty, baseball or football,
Hello,
Archie.
Hello, Betty. And look out for Mr. Andrews. He's in an awful mood today.
Hello, Jughead.
Look, you kids. Now, if you have got all your greetings exchanged, now, would you mind going to your picnic so I can get to my radio?
Well, Golly, we can't go yet. Veronica's coming over.
She was here?
Uh-huh. I called her and told her to pick us up here.
She was? Well, now we'll just have to wait for her.
Oh, no, you don't.
Huh?
You are not waiting in here. I have had absolutely all the interruptions and nonsense I'm going to stand for. Now, if you must wait for Veronica, wait outside someplace.
She was okay, Dad. Come on, kids. We'll wait on the front porch.
She was, let's go wait in the backyard. We can have a catch while we're waiting.
That's a fine idea. Go out in the backyard. Way out.
Okay, Dad. Come on, Betty.
I'm coming.
Oh.
You got the ball, Jughead?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, those kids. I've never in all my days seen anything like this. Every time I try to listen to this game, something else goes wrong. Might as well get that game out while the listening is good. It's funny. The doorbell hasn't rung yet. Well, maybe it isn't going to. Maybe I'm actually going to hear this ball game after all, at long last.
And once again, Stan, the man Musial, stepped up to the plate, and man, oh man, just look at the outfield drop back.
Yes, sir, this is more like it. Some good baseball at last.
Musial crouched to the plate, and from the looks of him, he'd like to go around those bases at least once more today. Ah, there's the pitch. He swings and misses. Strike one.
I'd sure like to hear Musial get a hit.
Here's the windup. Pitch. Musial swings again and it. Strike two.
Wow, what a game. I bet he strikes out.
In a moment, folks. The Cards can use that hit, but it's 2 strikes on Musial right now.
Good grief. Who the dickens is that blowing that horn anyway? Oh, great. It's Veronica.
Uh-oh.
Oh, fine.
Campanella's coming out from Iron Place for Newcomb.
Veronica, why are you blowing that horn?
One Musial struck out, and the guy probably wants to find out what Newcomb has.
What?
It's 2 strikes on you, Joe, and one more.
Oh, fine. Right, Veronica, I can't hear you. Just a minute.
Between whether or not the doctor...
Now maybe I can make out what the dickens that kid wants. Hello, Veronica. What do you want?
Archie, is he ready to leave?
Oh, fine. Veronica, he's around the back of the house someplace. Now, will you please go and get him and stop honking that horn?
Oh, hold on, Mr. Andrews. I'm terribly sorry.
It's all right. I'm terribly sorry, she says. Sometimes I wonder how Archie can have so many dizzy friends at one time. What's the difference? I'd better get this ball game turned on if I'm ever going to. I sure wish those kids would leave for that picnic. Then I'd have a little peace and quiet around here.
And that makes it 3-2 on Musial.
3-2?
Yes, sir. 3-2. What a spot for a pitcher to be in. For that matter, what a spot for Musial to be in.
Good grief, what a spot for anybody to be in.
Yes, what a spot for anybody to be in.
Yeah.
Crowd's yelling for a hit. Newcomb probably would rather walk him, but that boy Musial prefers to hit him, and my guess is he's going to swing at this next ball if it's anywhere within a block of the bat.
I bet he does.
There's a windup. A pitch. And he swings and hits it. He hit it.
He hit it.
It's a high one. It's going up. It may go over the fence or it may land in center field. Where it's going is anybody's guess.
It came in here.
And it right in the stand. And the fans are fighting for the ball.
I got it. That's funny. Now, how the dickens did that ball get near?
How Musial did that, I'll never know.
Mary, I don't know. This baseball came through the window.
Through the window?
Mom, Dad, did that ball come in here?
I
let Betty throw it. Turn that radio off.
Mary, don't.
You can catch it, John.
Betty, I'm...
I thought you said Archie was in the backyard.
When did you get here, Veronica?
Who broke my window?
Now, just a minute.
Just
1 minute. Now, that's better. Now, listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Dad. So has the ball.
No, John. Be quiet. Half an hour ago, I decided to try to listen to a ball game on the radio. And what happens?
You struck out.
Jughead, be quiet. I certainly did strike out. And why? Because nobody around here has the least regard for me. People keep calling everybody and turning the radio off and asking for the score. And then Jughead throws a baseball right through the window. Now, if you kids are going on a picnic, go and right now. And I want nobody to set foot in this room until that ball game is over. Now, do you all understand that?
Yes, Mr. Andrew.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Dad. Would you repeat the question?
Jughead, please be quiet. Well, go on. What are you waiting for? Go on your picnic.
Okay, Dad. Come on, kids. Let's go.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, thank heavens. And now, Mary, I am going to hear that ball game.
Yes, dear. And I'm terribly sorry you had so much trouble.
Oh, look, dear, let's just forget the whole thing. I want to do nothing but relax and listen to this game.
Yes, I guess that's it, folks. It's coming down heavier now, and the umpire has just called the game because of rain.
Good. I always like the umpires. Yeah. Call the game because of rain.
Fred, you
so
no game
no
after all.
After
all, I went through with no game. How do I get it?
Archie will be back in just a minute, but first, in a way, America is like a large family. We squabble and squawk among ourselves sometimes, but when danger threatens and the chips are down, we stand together. Well, right now, in this time of emergency, a good many Americans are doing their part as members of the Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines. A good many others have gone to work in defense plants to help turn out the weapons needed to protect this nation. Lots of us belong to volunteer defense organizations as aircraft spotters, auxiliary firemen or policemen, nurses' aides, and so on. And offer many help through the Red Cross by giving blood or time or money. Well, there's one defense job everyone can do, and it doesn't interfere with our regular jobs either. That's to buy defense bonds. Buy them where you work, through the payroll savings, or where you bank, through the bond a month plan. Buy them regularly, and buy extra bonds, too. Bonds are the backbone of your defense effort. And defense is everybody's job now. Now back to the Andrews. It's a short time later, and we find Mr. Andrews just recovering from the shock of discovering that the ball game was called on account of rain. He's in the kitchen talking to Mrs. Andrews.
Do you feel better now, dear?
Ah, yeah, Mary, I certainly do. You know, this tea was just what I needed.
Good. And what are you going to do for the rest of the afternoon, dear?
Well, I don't know. I just thought I'd take a nice and easy and listen to the radio anyway, even if there is no ball game on.
Oh, Fred, you can't do that.
I can't. Why not?
Because the children canceled their picnic because of the rain, and they're all out in the living room playing records.
Playing records? Mary Andrews, now you listen to me.
Well,
if you think I'm going to put up with those kids again. Out of the house.
You've been listening to another transcribed chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Jampel and based on a copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Yorman and Arthur Cole. Veronica and Betty by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice. The sports announcer was Ross Martin. This program was produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Sunday at the same time for more of the Merry Adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Mel Brand saying so long till then.
The chimes mean good times on NBC. Raymond Massey and Shirley Booth are starred in tonight's Theatre Guild on the Air production, Ethan Frome. The theme of this play, based on the novel by Edith Wharton, is tragedy. Don't miss this famous story with Raymond Massey and Shirley Booth on Theatre Guild on the Air. Earlier this evening, Strictly Comedy on the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. Now it's the Quiz Kids on NBC.